I want us to look at John chapter 16 once more, and this time taking up the conversation of Jesus with his disciples at verse 16, where Jesus says, a little while. In fact, in those following verses, six times the words a little while are recorded for us. Perhaps the most frustrating words that a child could hear from its parents is the words, in a little while. Or we might put it, wait a minute, soon. What on earth does that mean to a child? Such words often seem to mean to a child nothing at all. It's just a conversation killer, a negotiation destroyer. You have to stop speaking at this point. And trust me, in a little while. And many children begin to learn through the failure of parents to follow up promptly with whatever response they should give in that situation by recognising that in a little while actually means not stop asking but nag a little bit more, and then we will have that conversation. I will have that answer, and hopefully the answer that I want. To continue to nag until it comes, it seems that many children with the impact of sin upon the human mind, upon that phrase, how they think about that phrase, in a little while. And I don't think it's just children, is it? In a little while. We are so impatient. We want now, we want to know now, we want the benefits that we have put forward, have asked for, are requesting now. And here is the Lord Jesus saying, in a little while. But as he says that, he is not carelessly, thoughtlessly, let alone delaying action with indifference. He's not seeking to avoid what he knows is on the hearts of the disciples, or what he knows their real need is. When he uses the words in a little while, he's very conscious of a legitimate timetable. A timetable that God, his Father, is using. That our God is a God who has organised a plan and is progressing within that plan. He has been all along from the creation. And despite sin coming in, he has continued his plan. A plan that involves redemption and gathering a people together through the Lord Jesus Christ and bringing them into a wondrous relationship, even greater and more precious than Adam and Eve had before sin came into their lives and through their lives into the world and into our lives as well. He is stressing that God is progressing along a plan. He's assuring his disciples that action will come. And things will result from that action that will bring things that are greater than they can imagine. You know, a lot of kids at this time are thinking about Christmas and starting to recognise the trees lit up. Maybe there's a few gifts already there. Hasn't got their names on yet, but it might have Grandma, it might have Opa on it. But so it's not for them, but they're excited, they're anticipating. There's a plan, there's a timeline. How many more sleeps before Christmas? My oldest daughter would have been able to tell you on the 30th of January how many more sleeps till Christmas. She just thinks that way. There is a plan and it's following through. And Jesus is assuring them that there is something even greater than that being unfolded in the plan of God through the Lord Jesus Christ. And he is saying to them that all that you are going through now, all that is confusing you, all that is filling you with sorrow, all that is stirring fear within you that I'm trying to calm down, you need to realise that even that is part of the plan. Christ, to be Christ,
Amen.